Mr. Yusuf Dupleidy.
They're super enthralled about the property tax increase.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing the troops. Cheryl, have you started?
Yeah, I started.
Okay. Greetings, Council. Welcome to a special meeting of the Nibley City Council on June 18th, 2025. I appreciate you all taking this extra effort to be here. Thanks, all of you guys, for being here. So with that, let's do a roll call, starting with you, Garrett, and let me know if you can hear me and hear the discussions that are going on as you sign in on the roll call. Okay, you're good?
Garrett Mansell.
Thank you, Garrett. Norm, please.
Yeah, Norman Larson.
And you can hear us okay? Thank you. And?
Aaron Mann.
Okay. With that, we only have one item on the agenda, so I'm not even going to ask. And wait, there's more. Nathan Lowerson has joined us. Nathan, can you hear us? And if so, please sign in on the roll call.
Nathan Lowerson signing in.
Okay, perfect. So we have four council members. We have achieved a quorum. We have one item on the agenda, and that's a discussion of Resolution 2519, adopting the certified tax rate for Nibley City. Justin, you can give us a brief intro, if you would, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Can you guys hear me? I don't have a mic.
Yes.
Talk loud.
All right, as the mayor always said, we really appreciate you guys taking the time to do this and apologize. We've got to go through this extra step. Typically, we fall in line and don't have to take this extra step, but my intentions were to walk down both tracks, being able to raise taxes or not raise taxes. And there's some checks and some dates and some things that need to be hit along those lines as we go about that. But because we were talking about potentially raising taxes and made the public hearing fall at a later date than we were going to pass, or when we needed to pass the property tax notification to the Cache County Auditor's Office. So anyway, the purpose of today's meeting is really to solidify the property tax rate that you guys elect to charge and plan the revenue for in next 25, 26 fiscal year budget. So we just got the certified tax rate a week ago or so. It came out a little higher than I had thought it was going to come in, and it's very, 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 very similar to what it was last year. And the certified tax rate came in at 0.00138, and the proposed, taxable value of the city went up roughly $50 million, about $797,409,832. So, you know, those are numbers, the things that I try to project before we get certified tax rate. We missed it just a little bit, but even missing it, the revenue amount was only $30,000 from what we had projected out of $1 million, so it didn't really affect, it didn't really change the budget. So what's before you today and what staff is recommending and your decision to be made is whether or not you would like to go higher than the certified rate. I showed you some slides and some things about the ramifications of that and how, what we would need to be charging and how much that would bring in. We also showed you tax rates across other municipalities through Cache Valley. And so really the decision is up to you. Staff feels that there's not a need at this time to raise the rate and bring in more revenue than what we expected. So it's up to you guys.
Thank you, Justin. Can you, are you sharing your screen?
Yeah, can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. Right. If you have questions on those numbers, let us know. If you'd like to see the actual resolution, this is resolution from the, this is what the Utah State Tax Commission asks us to send to the county auditor and the tax commission, the state tax commission. So this is the resolution that's before you. A little different than our normal form, but it is what it is.
Can I just clarify, so if we accept a certified, or we don't accept a certified tax rate to go with the one you had projected, then it's just a difference of $30,000.
Yes.
Increase, okay. But if we go on certified tax rate, then we're out, we're essentially out $30,000, but we don't do true taxation then?
Not exactly. The money, whatever money you're going to get is the money you're going to get.
Well, yeah, but it's a difference of.
It's a difference of.
Yes. Okay.
So even with, like, we were projected to bring in $1,100,000 with this property tax.
Yeah.
We're not going to get every penny of that. Some people don't pay it, some people pay it next year. And so we have only budgeted $1,070,000.
Yeah.
And so really that's the only difference.
Okay.
It's really us just putting a little bit of cushion in there. Because the $1,070,000 was spot on with my projections before. So there's really not a significant impact to the budget.
Yeah, makes sense. So it seems like going with certified tax rate, it's probably, seems like a good idea to me since it was so close to what you projected anyway.
Yeah, and as I see it, the reason, if there was any reason to raise the taxes or the property tax rate, it would be to put money aside for capital projects. Now, I've said this a few times throughout these last three presentations. There is fluff, if you whatever you want to call it, cushion built into the budget that in the end of the budget results in money being put into the capital projects. I've tried to whittle that down and make that be more true and not so hidden but more open, and that way we could, you know, look at how much money we intentionally roll over to the capital projects fund. And right now there's about, I changed those few things we made motions of last time. Off of memory, there's about $150,000, maybe $170,000 that we are projecting to move into capital projects with this rate.
Okay.
So if you look at that and say we need more than $170,000 to go into our savings, then that is why you would want to consider raising this rate, in my opinion. There's not a need for more staff and more vehicles and more equipment and more maintenance things. It's just, it's really whether or not we want to put more into the savings account.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron. Any other comments from remote council members, or perhaps a motion?
I can give you a motion if you want, Mayor.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I motion to adopt the certified tax rate. I'll give you a second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2519 that would accept the certified tax rate from the county auditor. Discussion on? And help me understand, is this to waive second reading and make this official today?
Yes.
Okay. So clarification of motion is to waive second reading. Discussion on that, please.
Just appreciate getting all Justin's work on this, and so that's pretty good to be only $30,000 off on such an estimate. That's pretty good.
Seems like he should be in the real estate speculation business, perhaps. But
he's
we
closer than some of our appraisers.
That's not to encourage you to start updating your resume, Justin. We like you where you are. Is there an objection to voting on a motion to adopt this rate and waive second reading? Without objection, Cheryl, will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Mann, what is your vote?
In favor.
Councilmember Larson, what is your vote?
In favor.
Councilmember Lowerson, what is your vote?
In favor.
Councilmember Mansell, what is your vote?
In favor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Council. I count that as 4 in favor, none opposed. And so we will make it so. With that, I will sign the document on your screen and we'll forward that to the authorities. And keep me out of jail. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thanks
for the special effort, you guys. Justin, Cheryl, same to you.
Yeah, thank you all.
Thank you.
We reached the end of our agenda. Without objection, we will adjourn. We're adjourned. Thanks.
Karen, enjoy your trip. Drive safe.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming
last night.
Where's
Deer going? He's got a motorcycle trip. We're all done. That was your first.
Can you believe how many hours your mom spends on that?
Yeah, why should it take so long?
Every 3 weeks.
It's a microphone that records the meeting.